this be one of the best moments of your life. You're listening to the Business Mirror Podcast for a broader look on business with Senior Editor Dennis Estopase.
Good day. Welcome to Business Mondays with BM, a segment of the Business Mirror BM Broader Look Podcast that tackles the performance of the Philippine stock market. The Business Mondays with BM podcast is based on the stock market outlook story written by Business Mirror reporter BG Kabuag and comes out every Monday. For the text version online, please go to www.businessmirror.com.ph and search for Stock Market Outlook. For the print edition, please go to the company section of the Business Mirror newspaper. Let's get on with the story. Share prices fell last week as investors tracked markets overseas on election jitters in the United States, while domestic traders were disappointed with the extension of the general community quarantine in Metro Manila for November. The benchmark Philippine Stock Exchange Index tumbled by 160.06 points to close at 6,324 points. It was a volatile trading week for the local market, with the main index losing more than 240 points during the 4 days of trade, recovering only on Friday. Investors sold shares almost all week long, and the listing of Converge ICT Solutions Incorporated failed to perk up the market. The shares of Converge ICT Solutions Incorporated also fell as investors dumped their holdings. Average daily trading was at 7.38 billion pesos, mostly contributed by the listing of Converge ICT Solutions Incorporated. Meanwhile, foreign investors were net buyers at 1.96 billion pesos. All other sub-indices ended on the red, led by the broader All Shares Index that slid 80.38 to close lower at 3,779.57. The Financials Index shed 50.44 to 1,224.30. The Industrial Index declined 167.58 to close lower at 8,460.86. The Holding Firms Index dropped 140.69 to 6,581.36. The Property Index decreased 83.93 to close lower at 3,053.82. The Services Index was down 21.27 to 1,439.44, and the Mining and Oil Index retreated 176.26 to close lower at 7,529.47. For the week, losers outnumbered gainers 127 to 111, and 18 shares were unchanged. The top gainers for the week were ASSISITE Philippines Hotel Corporation, Berjaya Philippines Incorporated, Waterfront Philippines Incorporated, MRC Allied Incorporated, Lodestar Investment Holdings Corporation, and Grand Plaza Hotel Corporation. The top losers, on the other hand, were Keppel Philippines Properties Incorporated, Century Pacific Food Incorporated, LT Group Incorporated, Filipino Fund Incorporated, Semirara Mining and Power Corporation, and Manila Mining Corporation A. Share prices may still go down this week as markets are expected to be rattled by the US elections on Thursday. Meanwhile, many will assess the damage of Typhoon Rolly, the biggest storm to hit the Philippines this year. It will be a 4-day trading week as November 2 is a special non-working day for All Souls Day. Broker 2 Trade Asia said large cap firms are faring well so far, with 7 names or more than a third of the basket of firms in the Philippine Stock Exchange Index have reported decent to positive results. By the end of the week, about 80% of the main index firms would have reported their earnings. Broker 2 Trade Asia said they maintain that while possible secondary and tertiary spikes in coronavirus disease 2019 cases remain a threat to forward earnings, the tone for most reports have been bent towards a mid-2021 recovery, at least if conditions are steady state from here on. Broker 2 Trade Asia said confirmation in the succeeding weeks that earnings may have bottomed out in the second quarter will improve investor confidence heading to 2021. Immediate support for the main index is seen at 6,200 points and resistance of up to 6,700 points. For the stock picks, broker Regina Capital and Development Corporation has retained its buy recommendation on the stock of chemical manufacturer D&L Industries Incorporated. Broker Regina Capital said D&L Industries Incorporated managed to still post an income despite the pandemic and a series of lockdowns. Regina Capital said with the government pushing to further reopen the economy before the year ends, they expect D&L Industries Incorporated to post a good second half on the back of a still soft demand and see 2021 performance to be a lot better than this year's. Broker Regina Capital added that it arrived at a target price of 7 pesos and 10 centavos for the stock, factoring in company developments and expectations on the company. The shares of D&L Industries Incorporated closed last Friday at 6 pesos and 23 centavos. Meanwhile, Regina Capital also gave a buy rating on the stock of PLDT Incorporated, but only when its support price of 1,300 pesos per share holds. Regina Capital said the selling pressure doesn't look all that strong yet. Regina Capital said although indicators are still mixed, it's a safe bet that PLDT Incorporated will shed a few points. Regina Capital added that closely monitor whether or not PLDT Incorporated breaks down past the near support at 1,300 pesos. The shares of PLDT Incorporated closed last week at 1,328 pesos apiece.
Thank you for listening to the Business Mirror Podcast. For a broader look on business, follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Business Mirror. Until next time.